Hey, moms, this is Heidi St. John. Yesterday, we talked about suffering. And I know that some of you have been going through seasons in your life that have been fraught with suffering. And I found in my own life that some of the things that accompany suffering are things like surrender and forgiveness, learning to forgive. And I want to touch for just a minute today on surrender and what that looks like. Several years ago, I wrote a book called The Busy Homeschool Mom's Guide to Daylight. And the book is really about managing your days while you've got little kids around, how to do, you know, basic things like scheduling and keeping track of your family and getting dinner in the crock pot. But I really wrote the book because I wanted to talk to moms about surrender. And if you'll take just a minute with me, I am in the book of Matthew today. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." Doesn't that sound good? It sounds good to me. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, I'm always telling moms that parenting and homeschooling, marriage, all these things that we take on in our life, they should not run us over and leave us on the side of the road for dead. And when we walk through difficult things and difficult seasons in our lives, more often than not, I'm discovering when I am struggling, it's because I have been unwilling or unable to surrender to that season of the life that the Lord has me in. In Scripture, Jesus extends to us two invitations in this verse. The first one is to come to Him. Come to Him. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest." You can find rest from the burden of your sin. You can find rest for the busyness in your life, things that you may have taken on that you did not ask the Lord if He had that for you. He wants you to come to Him. And the second thing He says is, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Take my yoke. In other words, He doesn't want you taking on God's good idea for someone else's family. He wants you to take on His yoke that has been designed just for you. It is the yoke that is designed for your soul alone. So when we think about that, it's an invitation to remain in the Lord. I love how He goes on to say, "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me." He doesn't say you need somebody else, you need a great book or a great author or a great speaker. He says, "Learn from me." It's a gentle reminder from the Lord Jesus that He has everything that we need to grow in Him just through His word alone and through personal relationship with Jesus. So just think about rest for your soul. Doesn't that mean that when you come to Jesus, you'll be delivered from your fears, every need will be supplied, and your heart will be full of His presence? Well, yes, it does. So where is all the rest? Why do we feel so empty and alone? Our souls hurt, and it's either because we've never come to Christ or because we have not stayed. And that is where surrender comes in. So the second invitation that we find is found in John 15, where Jesus says, "Remain in me and I in you." That is the hard part, isn't it? Through the difficult seasons of life, when we're suffering, when we're struggling, to remain in Christ. Because our gut reaction, or at least mine is to go back to the things that make me feel good about myself. It's to overperform at my home, or to try to find my identity with my children, or to try to do better in all these areas. And Jesus is saying, "Come to me, let me show you what I have for you today." So if you're struggling to find a way to surrender to the Lord today, can I just suggest to you that He's waiting for you? The Bible says that God loves you with an everlasting love. And many of us, we came to the Lord and found our salvation, but we never learned how to surrender to Him. That surrender is a daily thing that we do. So ask the Lord to help you, give you eyes to see and ears to hear, to abide with Christ, to stay with Him, to learn from Him, to carry the yoke that He has designed just for you, and to continually receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to obey.
For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.